views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You are listening to Living Lighter Radio. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia, with an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Living Lighter provides a revolutionary way to address what's truly holding you back. We have the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time, be living lighter.
Join us now for a Living Lighter experience. This is Living Lighter Radio, and I'm Patricia. I'm here with my husband, Jason, and today we're talking about a very serious topic, sexual assault. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Jason, you know, we always try to be practical and helpful with our shows. What insights can we offer about sexual assault that can be practical and or helpful to survivors of sexual assault?
What we offer is a process to remove the negative effects of sexual assault. As intuitives, we can see that the energetic connections that happen, even though the assault happened years ago. Many women who have been assaulted have the negative energy of that assault attached to them in ways that are commonly invisible, but continue to act upon them. Also, we have seen that the lineage of the effects of that assault can affect family members and can be devastating, but even more invisible.
So, Jason, I know you have an example, and so I want you to get to that example. And for those of you who are listening, I just want to say sexual assault includes many realms of things. It doesn't exactly have to include direct contact. So anyone who has been affected or even thinks that they have been affected, this is an amazing show today because we are making... I want to just say, we are trying to help you remove the negative energies that the sexual assault that could have happened yesterday or 25, 40 years ago. We can help you remove that negative energy. So, Jason, how about your example?
The whole point is that the negative energy affects your life in terms of health, relationships.
Even money.
Even weight.
Oh, and definitely weight.
So, yes. My first wife, her name was Deb. She died of cancer when she was 29 years old. She had Hodgkin's disease, and I've talked about this in previous shows. And we talked about it in terms of health. But the truth is, if I were to trace back, and look at what caused her cancer, I can see at the root was the sexual assault. Now, this doesn't mean that everyone that has
been sexually assaulted
will have cancer. But what we're trying to say today is that negative energy of sexual assault can affect all parts of your life. Now, we practice this, and when I start talking about this story, I go way over in terms of time. So I'm gonna make it really brief right now, and tell you all the different connections that can be traced back to this sexual assault from my wife. When she was younger. But if you want more information, sign up for our newsletter. Sign up in the break. We're at livinglighter.org. Go to our newsletter tab and we ask for your name and email address. So we're going to give you the backstory to all the details of this. But right now, before she was diagnosed with cancer, she had symptoms of MS, multiple sclerosis. She woke up one morning, she couldn't walk. We can trace that back to the sexual assault. We can trace the cancer back to sexual assault. Her cancer was 85% curable. It was one of the most curable cancers. She was 29 years old. She was healthy. She had everything going for her. But that sexual assault created a form of shame that says, I'd just rather not be here. At some level of consciousness, she had that belief, even though it wasn't, I know it wasn't conscious for her. When she finished her first round of radiation chemotherapy, she thought she was going to be better. She got a big windfall from Social Security, and she asked for a divorce. And she actually, during this time when she asked for a divorce, she was having an affair with two other men, and she was playing both of those men off against each other, trying to get the best deal. And it was during this time that I found out she had affairs when I would leave. I was in the Army then, when I would leave to go on either assignment or for training or whatever.
Well, and when you're talking about this, Jason, I'm hearing, what I'm reading is that she didn't trust men at all.
Of course she didn't. She was sexually abused by a family member.
Whoa, and you're supposed to be able to trust your family.
Exactly. And the truth is that she... just like she was used as a tool for someone else's needs, it made perfect sense at some level of her consciousness to say, okay, I'm going to use my body as a tool to get what I want. And she did.
And what she wanted was money, correct?
Money, security.
Security.
You know, okay. All the benefits of what money could bring. The other thing is that she had this relationship with my daughter, who was 7 years old at the time, 5, 6, 7. Where she was her best friend. She couldn't trust anybody else in the world, but because her, you know, our daughter was part of her, she trusted my daughter and treated her like, again, her best friend. This was really bad for her, as you know, anybody that knows anything about
children
or parenting, you know, the parent's supposed to be the adult and to help and guide and mentor and help a child, but they were she made her her bestie. And in a way that wasn't good for her, because she didn't, you know, I was the one who was supposed to put all the boundaries and things like that. So we trace all that back to the sexual abuse, but here's where it gets really insidious. And I'm saying this because it's really important. My daughter, 7 years later, after my wife died, was diagnosed with the same type of cancer in the same type of place. And
which was, Jason, where was that at?
It was right around the heart, okay. which makes perfect sense. Hodgkin's disease is a lymphoma that can, you know, any of your lymph glands can be affected. But this was around her heart, which is kind of, it's not all Hodgkin's disease is that way. But it was very ironic that they, same place, same stage. Now, my daughter is alive and well.
And I'm here to attest to that. By the way, I never met Jason's first wife, and but I do know his daughter really well. And because of the ecosystem approach, we have really helped her. She's been cancer-free for 20 years. It might even be a little bit more if I use my fingers. But the bottom line is that she's alive, she's well, and she's really come a long, long way.
And the point, the takeaway from what we're trying to say here is that sexual assault is a big deal. Yeah. And this energy of it has to be eliminated. And when it, you can't just say, oh, it happened to me 30 years ago. It's, you
it know, doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Because it does matter.
It does matter. And what we do is to help you remove that energy.
Okay. So let's, Jason, how could our culture heal the wounds of sexual assault?
The first way is the go-to way, which is a form of programming, which is education. We're going to educate men and women about sexual assault, and that for men it's not appropriate, for women, you know, to have the confidence to come forward, et cetera, et cetera. But programming is what created the environment for sexual assault.
In the first place.
Yes. Okay. And we're going to talk some more about that next week in our show about men and women. But the ecosystem approach, which is something that Patricia and I developed, which was to help people go to their essence and remove the negative energy that's attached to them, is amazing. And it's amazing for sexual assault. We've worked with many, many survivors of sexual assault with amazing results. It doesn't happen overnight, but it's real change.
Well, and real change is using energy instead of programming.
Yes.
I love that. You know, more people operating from their essence instead of programming does what?
It restores your conscience.
There we go.
What most people don't understand is that when you program someone, you create a sort of an encapsulation of your essence that keeps it from functioning correctly. And in your essence is your conscience. There's a natural way to deal with the world in a way that's naturally moral. I don't know how else to put that.
Or to say that you do know the difference between right and wrong.
Yes. And it's not just necessarily training. Mm-hmm. People would get this almost intuitively if their ecosystem was restored.
Okay. So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Sexual assault makes a woman's soul or essence sick. In other words, they're soul sick or their essence becomes ill. Sexual assault has a ripple effect to affect family members that is invisible, but very onerous.
And often that ripple effect comes out in shame or guilt.
So the negative energy of assault can affect all parts of a survivor's life. Relationships, health, all parts.
Weight is a big one.
Yes.
I don't mean...
Being overweight.
Being overweight, yes. Exactly.
And the ecosystem approach actually removes the dark energy of sexual assault connected to essence.
Okay. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about the ideas and misconceptions about sexual assault and what we can do about it. If you sign up for our newsletter right now during the break, it's a really good time to do that. And you can find out the backstory and you can re-listen to all of the programs that we've done. And there's been quite a few. So sign up at livinglighter.org. And all we ask for is your name and your email address. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuce.com.
Introducing New Soul Science, an introductory course with Ruby Betty, offering profound wisdom alongside radically simple concepts and techniques that collapse time, allowing instantaneous personal transformation. The foundational techniques of this introductory course reveal the profound inner ability each human has to access and fulfill their individual soul script or soul promise. Awakening this ability leads to the mastery of one's destiny. The concepts are totally original, immensely powerful, and completely revolutionary. They ignite an infinite fire within each listener, fueling one's ability to live out their unique soul promise. Are you ready to become more aware and access amazing personal transformation? This course is available now at rubybetty.co.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Defining success and putting minds to work. With the Higher Learners Career and Leadership Series, Rudy Racine will help you craft your personal definition of success, offering support and guidance as you move forward towards your goals. Take the leap With the right mix of focus and motivation, anything can be achieved. Tune in every first and third Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 Eastern. And for more information on Rudy Racine and Higher Learners, visit Rudy's site at higherlearners.com. That's H-I-R-E-learners.com.
Love Living Radio Ignite Your Whole Being with Emily Perkins is a show for those looking to explore the sparkling magnificence of their inner selves. Tune in every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific as Emily sheds a radiant light of love on the beauty and power that resides within you, discussing love in all its forms through conversations that provoke awareness, curiosity, and expansion. Emily shares the unlimited power of love. For more information or to listen to this show, visit lovelivingholistics.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. Today, we're talking about how ideas and misconceptions regarding sexual assault are formed and what we can do about it. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. So, Jason, there are so many misconceptions and ideas about sexual assault that we have as a society and as individuals. What are some of those misconceptions and what can we do about it?
The most important misconception for survivors is that it's better to live with it, push it aside, because there's nothing you can do about it, or try and forget.
Wait. Let's back that little doggy bus up, as I like to say. It, you know, that just does nothing but create toxic energies.
When you push something aside, you know, this is, you know, as intuitives, we have a special insight in this. Sexual assault creates a really bad negative energy. I don't know how to say it with enough
disdain. Oh, yes. Importance. Okay.
You know, it's huge.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've been sexually assaulted, if you've tried to push it aside, some people have pushed it aside to the point where they can't remember anything. You know, the idea of recovered memories, where people have no memory of any sort of assault, but they have no memory of their childhood. They have no memory of growing up. A lot of that may have to do with some form of sexual assault.
Okay.
The energy of that still remains, however, and that energy affects your health, breast cancer, heart disease, to name a few. Most of the diseases, you know, if you've had sexual assault in your background, can be traced back to those things.
Oftentimes, you're right, breast cancer, ovarian cancer, things like that.
Divorces, relationships,
mm-hmm.
just a difficult relationship with your husband.
Lack of trust.
Yes. And it's, we're talking about survivors as only women. That's not the case either.
True.
It can be men also. And the effects are equally bad. So if it's an energy, you're forgetting it, you're not going to get rid of the energy. What we do with the ecosystem approach is get rid of the energy.
Now, this doesn't mean you have to bring the whole thing up and talk about it till there's no tomorrow. The bottom line is that it, what we do with it is we remove what we call the negative energy memory sparks. And those negative energy memory sparks, those are the things that collect, not only they have the memory of whatever happened, but they collect other negative energies that really reinforce the toxic energies.
Of the sexual assault.
Of the sexual assault.
Which is a great segue to the next misconception.
Okay, which is?
That talking about sexual assault, getting together with survivors, has some benefit. But there can be a point of no return.
Well, commiserating doesn't work.
Commiserating can often increase the negative
exactly.
energy as opposed to get rid of it.
Well, because we have a tendency to pick up other people's negative energies on similar subjects around us.
Exactly. Getting angry, women often feel anger as a form of power. And it can be. It can be former political power. Now's the time to go to the take your anger and go to the ballot box. It definitely definitely is helpful there.
No politics here. Go ahead.
But what I want to say is that the most important thing you can do is get rid of the energy.
Right.
Change the energy of the abuses or assault.
Because if you're going to go to the ballot box, let's just say it this way. If you remove the negative energies, then you can have clarity and objectivity about who and what you're voting for. It's just one suggestion.
I guess to bottom line it, the negative energy affects you. And,
yes.
And we don't want that. The reason we're having the show today is that we want to help you if this is something that's happened to you. We're not asking you to talk about it. We're asking you to clear the negative energy. And that can be very private and personal.
Well, Jason, let's talk about the newsletter right now. This is a good time to do that.
Well, in the newsletter, I'm going to finish the story that I did in the last segment about my wife and all the different connections that her sexual abuse had in our life and in my life of my child. And it could go even past that if it wasn't for the ecosystem approach. So
right. If
you want help with the negative effects of sexual assault, and even if it hasn't touched you directly, there's a high probability that it has touched you somehow. And so this is an important issue mm-hmm. of the newsletter. Sign up right now, www.livinglighter.org. Go to our newsletter tab. We just ask for your name and email address. Really important.
Okay, so Jason, sexual assault is a form of evil energy. And this energy seeks to to exist. And any attempt to remove it can and probably will cause a backlash. Please explain backlash, or what we call a polarity response.
The reason the ecosystem approach is so effective, and we've been using this and refining it over a 20-year span, is that we understand negative energy, dark energy, evil energy, and it seeks to exist. In other words, if it's connected to you, it doesn't want to go away. It wants to stay there.
Right.
If it's attached to your essence, it wants to stay there. So you get a backlash. What will that backlash be? Well, for example, a mild backlash would be if you start clearing these things, you may get these messages. Oh, this isn't working. Oh, I don't. This makes me feel bad. Oh, this is too hard. All those things you can clear, because that's the dark energy saying, I don't want to go. Leave me here.
Right.
So I just want to say that to people. The other example is far worse. If you've had any experience bringing up sexual assault, especially incest, that's within your family member could turn on you. We saw it in Congress, where the whole country turned on Dr. Blasey Ford. Even the president turned on her. The Republicans gave lip service to saying, "Oh, we're going to hear her out. We're going to respect her." But then they just gave lip service to us because they didn't believe it was really that big a deal. At the end of the day, it didn't look like it was that big a deal. That's the polarity response for this dark energy.
And I want to say, if you use the ecosystem approach, then you can see the truth about what is in front of you, so to speak, and understand of why it's so important to remove this negative energy so you can gain objectivity about what you're doing, what decisions you're making, or what it is you're seeing in front of you.
One of the most important things is people think you can educate people to remove this negative, this evil energy. Programming, education doesn't remove the negative energy.
Mm-hmm.
It just makes people more programmed and less likely to have their conscience alive and functional. And by the way, it's the clearing with the ecosystem approach that will help the world change and a host of other cultural and individual problems. It's this ecosystem approach that helps everything, which is why we've had all of our shows on different topics, from weight to happiness to money, relationships, marriage, everything.
Well, and you know, I want to go back to something. You know, how many people I've had say to me, why can't I find a good relationship? And 90% of those people that ask that question to me, because I've worked with them, I know that they've had some sort of sexual abuse. And what sexual abuse does is it keeps people from trusting and understanding. It keeps people from seeing the truth.
It creates an energetic barrier that yes. keeps a good relationship from happening. But it also facilitates bad relationships.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, you're always looking for the wrong partner. So,
and I guarantee you, here it is, 2018. We're feeling the effects that maybe are 100 years old, 200 years old,
exactly.
or longer.
Exactly.
Of sexual assault.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, our programming culture, which expects you to act like a machine. So when you are assaulted, the standards for reporting are completely unrealistic.
In other words, if you were a machine and you were assaulted, then you should stand up, get all the details down, say, this is what happened to me, you know, report it right away and with no feeling or emotion.
Right.
And that never happens. And then so when men evaluate women and their credibility in terms of being sexually assaulted, they use this machine-like standard, which is completely off. And the truth is that you have to have some emotional intelligence, which comes from uncovering your essence.
Right.
And knowing how the dark energy works in people's lives.
And knowing what you can do about it, which is, by the way, the ecosystem approach. Jason, what are the key points in this segment?
You don't have to live with the pain of assault. It can be cleared. The most common coping techniques for sexual assault does not remove the energy of it, like talking about it. Education does not remove the awful energy of sexual assault, but clearing does. The evil energy of sexual assault seeks to exist, but it is not more powerful than the clearing process.
Jason, say that one more time. That is the most powerful thing you said in this entire segment.
The ecosystem approach of to sexual assault seeks, the evil energy of sexual assault seeks to exist, but it is not more powerful than the clearing process.
Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to show you how to remove the negative energy of sexual assault. And even if it hasn't affected you directly, we will talk about how to remove the indirect effects. This is Living Lighter with Jason, and I'm Patricia, with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Steve Kramer of Spirit Fire Radio, and I believe that meditation changes everything. It leads us in the direction of greater well-being, and that's a fact. I struggled with meditation for years. I understood the principles, but I found it hard to incorporate them into my everyday life. Spirit Fire's meditation practice changed that. It's called the Practice of Living Awareness, and it's taught in 14 steps. These are 14 tools that I can use in any moment, on and off the cushion. Steps like smile, flow, and ground of being support my clarity of mind while I'm navigating the ups and downs of modern life. That's why it's called the Practice of Living Awareness. If you'd like to add meditation to your daily experience, the Practice of Living Awareness is free, online, and it's suited for any level of practitioner. Visit spiritfire.com for more information. And be sure to check out Spirit Fire's meditation retreats in Western Massachusetts. It's all there at spiritfire.com.
Ignite your inner magic on Grow Your Soul Radio with Jane Machanga. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Jane Machanga explores how to overcome your fears to help you gain the inspiration you need to awaken your path to joy. Learn the way to life mastery and the enlightened path with Grow Your Soul Radio. For more information on Jane Machanga and her work, visit enlightened-path.com.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress and when depleted, The body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And today we're talking about sexual assault. And now we're going to discuss what to do about it. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Jason, the pain and the shame of sexual assault is so terrible. What can we do to make it better?
This is where the ecosystem approach is perfect. There is nothing you have to do. It is completely on your schedule and comfort level. You don't have to speak out or talk to anyone. All you have to do is start clearing. If you do one clearing statement and it becomes too painful, stop and do it again when you're ready. This is the ecosystem approach, and it's very natural and organic to you personally. Your schedule, your pain threshold, never any force, shaming, or telling you have to do anything. This is the best way to deal with this awful energy. Hmm. You know, I was thinking about an example.
Okay.
The, Law and Order Special Victims, where they're always dealing with rape victims.
Right.
And they try and talk them into testifying. Well, if you're a detective, a police detective, and you have this problem where a rape victim comes forward, but she doesn't want to testify or he doesn't want to testify, the best thing you can do is clear the negative energy. Because as you start clearing the negative energy, things start to happen. That's why we say we never force you. We should never force you, because it goes against that evil energy that wants to create a backlash. What we do is clear that energy. And then things start to happen.
Naturally.
You don't have to talk about it. But if you keep clearing away that negative energy, at some point you may want to talk about it.
Well, and Jason, I want to talk about something that, as you and I were discussing the show, and really understanding this one, I've kind of just known for a long time, but I guess I didn't realize we hadn't talked and we haven't said this. I want to say this. You don't have to live with negative energy. I don't care where it comes from. I know this on a very, very, very personal level. You don't have to live with negative energy. You don't have to clear the whole enchilada all at once. But if you just do one bit at a time, you will be amazed at what happens and how your life can change.
It's cumulative.
It is very cumulative.
You do a little bit here, you do a little bit there, and you start developing
snowballs. And that's why we talk about doing it constantly and consistently, because we do a little bit here and a little bit there, and then we do a specific there, that kind of thing. That's what we're talking about. So I just want to repeat, you do not have to live with negative energy. You can clear it. You can use the ecosystem approach and get rid of it.
And just a footnote with that, if you've been sexually assaulted, right, you don't even have to clear the energy of sexual assault. You can start clearing not wanting to get out of the bed in the morning.
Yeah, or the hurt or
just shame in general. You don't right. have to go back to there. Just start clearing, because that opens up your essence. That's where your power is.
And by the way, your essence, by using life force energy, it will help protect you as well. It's really amazing. So negative, evil, and dark energies, they exist. We see it. And there is so much of it. But we know it's not real smart. And it only has the power that you give it. By the way, you are programmed to give the negative energy power.
Yes.
Okay.
You know, the idea that if you've been assaulted, then, you know, it's you against the world.
Right.
And it doesn't have, that's not necessarily true.
Right.
But if you feel like a victim, and victim energy is an energy.
Yes.
That can be cleared.
Yes.
So the fear of it and feeling like a victim is the friend of this negative energy.
Yes. You know, the power you have connected to your essence can always overcome dark energy. One more time, you do not have to live with the negative dark energy.
The biggest advantage that the dark energy has is persistence. But if you're more persistent, then you win. You always can win. It's right. really not very sophisticated. It's not very smart. And once you start clearing, you see the playbook of the dark energy really clearly. And you say, oh, that's what that is. Oh, that's what they're trying to do.
Right. You know? And most people give up way too soon. You know, it's kind of like that diet. You know, they just give up way too soon. But a little bit every day, what an amazing thing this can do.
One part of that's because we're programmed. We think, oh, yes. if we put in the program, then it'll work right away. And if it doesn't work right away, then it's a bad program.
It doesn't work.
And
yes.
that's not true.
Right, 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 right. You know, Jason, we don't talk about how much you and I have the ability to see this negative energy.
It's the key to the ecosystem approach and why we can be, this is amazing. This is a game changer. This is a new frontier. Mm-hmm. You know, there's been a lot written about subtle energies and a lot of energy workers and practitioners, but many of them can't see. They can't see how much, and they don't know how to get there specifically.
And they don't really, Jason, I worked with a lot of people before you and I even connected. No one ever taught me, told me, or could even describe to me how to get rid of it.
You know, and we're not trying to, you know, any energy work is good. We want to say that. And any approach that you take is good. But the key for especially if you've been sexually assaulted, is constant, consistent, and specific clearings.
Okay.
So you ready for the key points?
Well, wait a minute. That's my line. Hey, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Never force yourself to confront the energy connected to sexual assault. The ecosystem approach is the most natural and effective way to remove this energy. Dark, negative, and evil energy exists, but it is never more powerful than your pure essence.
Say that one more time, Jason. That's a huge point.
Dark, negative, and evil energy exists, but it is never more powerful than your pure essence.
Okay.
And that constant, consistent, and specific clearings is the key to true healing of sexual assault.
Nice, nice, nice.
So we want to talk to you about how to do this clearing. We're going to do that in the next segment. But and we're going to go through the process. But I want you to set your intention right now as we go through these clearings to not only help yourself, but help someone next to you who's listening at the same time, who's listening right now, so that you can set your intention to help everyone who's been affected by sexual assault, whether it's been directly or indirectly. So we ask you just to use your imagination. You can sit comfortably. And just when we say, and to eliminate, just in your mind's eye, in your imagination, gather up all those things that we say to eliminate, gather those all up from your physical body, and then blow them gently into a trash can. That trash can is in your imagination. It's not real. You can blow it into a real trash can. That's fine too. We own the trash can. We'll empty it. Don't right. worry about it. And then we go on to the next emotion or concept or idea.
And, you know, we've never said this one before, but I'm going to say it. I take my trash can and I put it on my left side because I see that negative energy moves easier to the left than it does to the right. Now, that might not be true for everyone, it's one of those things that I've always done.
The reason we haven't talked about it is there's some perfectionists out there that'll say, oh, I can't put it over the left side. It won't go.
Yeah, you know, it's okay.
And then they'll say, okay, oh, this doesn't work for me.
Right.
It doesn't work like that. Just wherever you want to put it is fine.
Exactly.
If you can do it easily on the left side, just do it that way. That's great.
Exactly. So now let me just tell you how to activate life force. Activating life force is one of the most amazing things that you can do. And you can do this every single day. I do this before I get out of bed in the morning. This is a really big deal. So what we're going to do is when you activate life force, you're going to say, and to activate life force, you're going to have that most positive, pure, clear light come right in through the top of your head, come right into your heart, go all the way down your arms and your legs, and then turn it around and have it pick up negative energy. You might not even know it's there, and blow that negative energy into where? The trash can. So stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to help you and all the others out there to remove the dark energy that is connected to sexual assault. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia and the ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Would you like your next chapter to be free from fear and angst? Tune in to Your Next Chapter Radio, navigating through life's transitions with Shelley Ryan, the fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shelley's contagious enthusiasm guides you through life's transitions deliberately, mindfully, and funnily. For Your Next Chapter coaching or to listen, visit YourNextChapterCoaching.com or call 602-617-8351. Next!
Our angels and animals are always working for and around us. Darcy Pariso knew from an early age she felt this incredible presence that was confirmed for her in a Reiki Level 1 course. From then on, she has honed her skills and dedicated her talents to providing answers, inspiration, and tools for people to move past limiting blocks and past traumas to truly live a life of happiness. For more information about working with Darcy, visit DarcyPariso.com.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Are you ready to attract abundance, release stress, look and feel younger, all from your smartphone? Get Pure Light, a free mobile app with audios that transmit powerful frequencies to shift anything in your life. Created by some of the world's top energy healers, these audios have created miracles, often quickly. Enjoy the latest in conscious technology and download Pure Light today. To find out more, Visit purelightaudio.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And we're going to help everyone listening today with the direct or indirect effects of sexual assault. Let's get started.
So one thing I wanted to say is that, you know, for some of you, this might be painful. It touches, just hearing some of the stories in the news today, it's activated a lot of women because it touches that spot and it's so sensitive. So if the key here in the ecosystem approach is to go to Activating Life Force, and you can do that if you sign up for a newsletter and you start clearing and you start doing the clearings for removing sexual assault, the energy of sexual assault. If it becomes painful, just go to Life Force right away.
Exactly. That's really good advice. I like that one.
So here we go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the shame that makes me want to hide and keeps me from my authentic self. Take a breath. Blow it into that trash can just gently. And to eliminate the dark energy that is connected to my sexual assault. Take a breath. And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that this energy is not stronger than me. It's not stronger than my essence. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the dark energy that is connected to sexual assault of anyone I know and love. Take a nice breath. Blow it out. And to eliminate the false belief that I have to be a victim to sexual assault, or that someone else has to be a victim to sexual assault. Take a nice breath.
And to eliminate the false belief that our whole society has to be victims to this dark energy, that all of us have to be victims. We just have to let it go. We just have to ignore it. We just have to deal
with it. And there's nothing I can do about it.
Which is not true at all. Take a breath and blow it in the trash can.
And here's one we didn't exactly touch on, but I'm going to right now. When we have been assaulted in any way, it creates hate because that's that negative energy that we've been talking about. The bottom line is that energy of hate hurts the person who is hating more than anything. I cannot recommend to all of you enough, get rid of the energy of hate. If there's anywhere to start, this is it. And it goes like this. And to eliminate the energy of hate that I'm holding on to, that I'm stuck in, that I feel trapped in, that I use as my guide, I use as my judge for myself and the outside world. I release and let go of it today and tomorrow. Take a nice breath.
And to eliminate the false belief that my anger is my power. My anger protects me, when the truth is it just hurts me. Take a breath.
And to eliminate my fear that I'm going to do these sexual assault clearings wrong and something bad is going to happen because of it. When the truth is, that is not the truth at all.
That's just dark energy giving you the wrong message. Take a breath. And to eliminate the false belief that I have to be a victim to sexual assault in any way, in any form.
Right.
And to eliminate the false belief that I may be 80 years old and the sexual assault happened when I was 20 and that it doesn't affect me anymore, when that's not true at all.
Exactly.
Take a breath.
Here's a really good one. And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see my true power comes from uncovering my essence as opposed to allowing negative energies to keep it covered up. Take a nice breath.
Oh, here's a good one. And to eliminate the fear that I have that says I have to expose myself to judgment, criticism, and pain, when the truth is no. Take a breath. You just have to clear it. Take a breath. And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that what I do is up to me. I just have to clear the negative energy that's attached to me. Take a breath.
Very good. And to eliminate the fear, terror, and panic that I have, hold, and am keeping that says, if I dare speak up, speak out, or put myself, make myself feel vulnerable, that it's no worse than being abused all over again, when the truth is, that's not the truth at all. There is amazing groups and people out there that are more than willing to help all of us.
You just have to clear the energy. Take a
breath.
You
have to clear the energy. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barrier so I can focus on clearing the energy of my sexual assault and abuse. Take a breath.
You ready to activate some life force, Jason? Here we go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force energy so I can connect with that place in me that has all the power. And that place is called what? My essence. Take a nice breath and pull in life force energy right through the top of your head. Take a breath. Let it go all the way down to my toes. Blow out the negative energy that I didn't even know was there. And to activate life force so I can love myself enough to set my intention to uncover and restore my essence, my ecosystem. Take a breath.
And to activate life force so I can have the strength to confront my deepest issues so I can heal.
Take a breath.
And to activate life force so I can love myself enough to accept the time it takes for me to heal my sexual trauma. Take a breath.
And to activate life force so I can love myself enough to be peaceful and happy and healthy and have courage and power and love of myself and love of where I am in life so I can have the strength to do what's in my highest and best interest right now. Take a breath. So, Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
The show's titled Men and Women. And the reason I pulled this topic out was because when Bill Cosby was being sentenced, one of his publicists was saying this is a war between the sexes. Well, and that men and women are at war. And
do you believe that's true?
No, but I see why. I see why we're so separated and we're so divided that, you know, men and women often, you know, in social situations, we see it up here.
Sure,
you know,
all the time.
They go off in different places. When I'm having a conversation...
Social engagement?
Often the men will ignore what the women are saying and then talk to me directly, like that conversation doesn't matter and only the male conversation matters. which always, you know, so we're going to, which always annoys me. So we're going to talk about why that happens and what we can do about it and how we can make it better.
Well, and you know what, Jason, I think it's a good subject to put on the table. If you liked your experience with us today, mark your calendar. Living Lighter Radio is every week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. If you can't listen at that time, our show is recorded and you can go to our website, www.livinglighter.org.
Yes.
And look for the radio tab. If you really want to feel better and make clearing constantly, consistently, and specifically, you have to sign up for our newsletter. By the way, you're going to get the rest of the story. There is more to the story that Jason was telling today. And it's not just a story. It is the truth.
Yes, it really happened.
It really did. When you do this, you know, you will get the backstory, of course.
For this radio show.
Exactly. And you'll be able to understand even more about sexual assault. We'd love to hear your comments, so send us a note on our email address, which is jasonandpatricia@livinglighter.org. If you got a benefit today or had some fun, go like us on Facebook. That always makes Jason happy, by the way. We're at livinglighter.org. We'll connect next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio. You're listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia.
Wishing you a lifetime of living lighter.
Thank you for listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly as we discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time, be living lighter. For more information, visit our website at www.livinglighter.org.